This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt and blamed what he called right-wing factions for an apparent drone attack during a speech to mark the 81st anniversary of Venezuela's National Guard. Maduro was speaking in Caracas Saturday when an explosion occurred and the television feed was abruptly cut off. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez said that several drone-like devices with explosives detonated near Maduro. He said detonations were heard and investigations clearly established they correspond to drone-type flying devices that contained an explosive charge that detonated in the vicinity of the presidential platform. In a televised speech hours later, Maduro said that everything points to a right-wing plot that initial investigations suggested originated in neighboring Colombia. He said several perpetrators were caught, but he did not elaborate. Venezuela is suffering under the fifth year of a severe economic crisis that has sparked malnutrition, hyperinflation, and mass emigration. Ethiopia's defense ministry says it will take all necessary measures to restore order after violence broke out in the country's Somali region. Federal troops clashed with local paramilitary police after the Ethiopian federal military moved into Jigjiga late Friday night. Eyewitnesses told VOA there was a brief firefight between members of the regional paramilitary police unit and federal troops. Disgruntled locals reportedly took to the streets looting property and setting buildings on fire. The Ogaden National Liberation Front is alleging that the fighting resulted in loss of life. The organization called on Ethiopia's prime minister to halt the military's activities. This is VOA.